day two of this tournament here in Van Buren. Panthers will have the basketball to start the second quarter. They lead 19-1. Mario May gets the ball inbounds. They move it into the front court. May kicks it off to Weir. Dump it back out to May. Little give and go. May knocks it down from beyond the arc. He has 6 points in the ball game. 5 3-pointers so far for Cabot. It's 22-1. Talon Benton puts it across the timeline. They hit Cruz with it. Looking inside for the big man. Now there's a steal by the Panthers. Down the lane. Left-hand layup won't go. Offensive rebound and a put back by Vaughn. It won't go. Benton battling for it. They're going to call a jump ball. They're going to call a foul. They're going to call a jump ball. Alternate possession will give it over to the Bombers. Checking into the basketball game. Colton Peters will come back in. And also Baylor Cresselius. Bombers with the ball in the front court. Looking to break this drought. Baseline jumper. Nice left-handed touch from Hunter Brashears from about 10. The junior knocks it down for his first two of the evening. It's 22-3. Mario May now across the timeline. Picked up by the Bombers into the front court. A little motion offense. Bombers double team and trap when it goes to the baseline. There's a nice looking block inside by Luke Cruz. Bombers with the basketball wanting to run with it. Peters into the front court. Gives it up to Brashears. He hits Cresselius on the baseline. Cresselius double team, trap. Looking for somebody. Finally gives it off to Brashears, and it's stolen away by Christian Weir of Cabot. Down the lane, nice looking drive and finish by Noah Allgood. Got behind the defense that time on the backside. Took it to the bucket for the left-hand layup. That's his first two. It's 24-3. Bombers with the basketball into the front court. Colton Peters, top of the key. Left side, they work it to Hunter Brashears. Brashears drives the baseline. Pull-up jumper, partially blocked. Saving it out of bounds. And I'm going to say that Cabot stepped on the line. Just couldn't keep it in. Landon Vaught was diving for it. And there'll be Bomber basketball underneath their own bucket in the front court. Brashears get the ball inbound, stole it away. That's Jaylen Brown. He'll drive the length of the court. His second bucket of the afternoon. It's 26-3 now, Cabot. 5:43 left to play in the first half. Cresselius, a little give and go. They're working the weave outside. Brashears back to Cresselius. Working around to Dibble. Right side. Three-pointer launched by Cresselius. A little too strong. Battle for it on the rebound. Peters at it for a second. Panthers come out of the pack with it. Another long three way outside. I don't know how many of these guys are going to hit tonight. That's Jaylen Brown. 6 3-pointers tonight by the Panthers. Brashears, top of the key. The working baseline. Three-pointer launched by Dibble. A little too strong. Backside rebound taken down by Allgood of Cabot. Mario May into the front court. They'll launch another three. This side on the right side. It won't go. Baylor Cresselius. A junior will pick up the rebound. A quick timeout. 4 minutes, 44 seconds left to play in the first half. Cabot Leeds Mountain home 29-3. You're listening to Bomber Basketball, the Classic Hits 101.7.
Ring in the new year with a gift from Integrity First Bank. Now through New Year's Eve, when you open a new Integrity First Bank checking account with a minimum of $100, we will buy your old bank checks for $50 and offer you a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. We will also include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Don't forget to join us for a piece of cake on Thursday, December 14th from 1 to 3 at our anniversary open house. Integrity First Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
4 minutes, 44 seconds left to play the first half, 29-3 in favor of Cabot. Those of you back at Mountain Home wondering what's going on to the Bombers, Everything Cabot's put up tonight just about gone in. They've hit 6 3-pointers. They've come out extremely hot in the first half of this basketball game. A whistle of pain from the ball. They got to call a moving screen on Colton Peters of Mount Home. That will be his first, the team's third. So with a foul, it goes back over to the Panthers. May into the front court. They work it left side. That's Jared Vance. Inside to their big man. All good. Waymire takes it away from him. Crescenius comes out of the pack with it. Into the front court for Shears. Dealing off to Peters. He'll drive down the lane. Works it all the way around to the left side. Turns around, sees that they don't pick him up. And Hunter for Shears knocks it down from beyond the arc. He has 5 in the ball game, and it's 29-6. Panthers with the basketball into the front court. Working it around top of the key. Jared Vance with the ball. Left side, they go to Allgood. Back to Vance. He looks at the three. Picked up by Colton Peters. Back to Allgood. He'll drive. Deal it off. Waymire with a block. I think they're going to call a foul on the big man. That is the call. On Waymire. This will be his second and the team's fourth. Gonna put Landon Vaught on the line. He'll be shooting a pair. First one on its way. It's good. Don't forget, coming up after tonight's game, Strider Consulting. Stats of the game. Strider Consulting, engineering for the future. Second free throw on it. But that's the thought. 7 points in the ball game tonight. And it's 31-6 Cabot. Talon Benton into the front court. Bounce pass, right baseline. That's for Shears. He'll fake the three and drive and a whistle and a traveling violation on Luke Cruz. Got his feet tangled up down in the low blocks, trying to put a move on Jacob Hudson, who just checked in. 3:23 left to play, first half. All Cabot so far. Bombers get back on defense. The jumper, 15-foot from Hudson. It won't go. Offensive rebound by Blaylock. Outside to Weir. He'll launch a three. It won't go. Waymire with a defensive rebound. Waymire, outlet to Brashears. Hunter into the front court. Goes left side. That's Cruz. He'll drive the baseline. Shot off the glass. Good. Count the bucket. And Cruz will go to the line for the and one. First 2 points of the ball game for Cruz. 6'2", junior out of Mountain Home. Right-hand shooter. And one is up, and it's good. Luke has three. 31-9. 2:50 left to play in the first half. Glad to have you tuned in tonight. Classic Hits 101.7. Coming to you live from Van Buren. Weir, he'll look at the three. Cruz gets out on him. Jumping around. Jared Vance on the baseline, left side. He'll knock it down from beyond the arc. It's 34-9, Cabot. 7 3-pointers so far in the first half for the Panthers. Bombers with a basketball into the front court. Lob it over the defense. That's Peters with it. Lob it back on the left side over the defense. Long three. Rebound taken down. Jacob Hudson of Cabot into the front court. We go. Panthers with a basketball. 2 minutes left to play here in the first half. Jackson Muse with the ball. Work it left baseline now. Hudson. Back around the horn. Bounce pass to the big man, and they throw it away. They had worked it into Blaylock, or Waymire got his hand in the passing lane. Blaylock simply threw it away. 1:50 left to play. First half, 34-9. Cabot with the lead. Bombers with the ball. Left side. Bombers work it to Peters. Free throw line extended. Looked at the three. Works it over to Benton on the right side. Back over on the left side. To Brashears. He'll fake, drive, shot is blocked, but it's out of bounds. It'll stay with Mountain Home in the front court. Bombers inbound the basketball. Talent Benton behind the back dribble. Elevates from three. It won't go. Tried to track down his own rebound. It's knocked out of bounds. Great job by Talent Benton. Knocked it off him. Panther leg. And the Bombers will get the basketball right back with a minute 22 left to play in the first half. Here's the trigger man. They're working into Waymire. Top of the key. The big man comes out of the pack with it. Now they're going to turn it over as Benton come out to get the pass. Simply lost a handle. And it's 16 to play. 34-9 in favor of Cabot. Carson Walker with the ball. Top of the key. They work at the Blaylock. Big man will take a long three. Misses off the right side, and Cruz brings down the defensive rebound. Outlet goes to Benton. A little bit too far in front of him. They turn it over. Panthers with the ball. Now there's the steal. Hunter Beshear is one-on-one. Left side. Hangs in the air. Shot off the glass. Won't go. The Panthers are there for the defensive boards. Under a minute to play in the first half. 34-9 in favor of Cabot. Hughes goes right side. Blaylock bounce pass inside to Hudson. He loses it out of bounds. Stops the clock with 30 seconds left to play. And here we go. Colton Peters walks it in the front court for the Bombers. Right side. 22 seconds left to play. Benton. He'll take his man one-on-one. Bounce pass down on the baseline to Beshear. They try to work it to Waymire, but he loses it out of bounds. 13.7 seconds left. The Bombers will still have the possession as it went off of Cabot Panther. 13 seconds left. They work the ball in on the baseline to Peters. Under 10, Peters drives in. Layup won't go. Gets his own rebound. Tries to follow. It won't go. Rebound taken down by fans of Cabot. Whistle and a foul. That's going to be on Waymire. That is huge right there. That's number three on Waymire here in the first half, and it comes with 3 seconds left. Waymire is going to check out. And Bennett Pinson checks in. Vance with the basketball into the front court. Desperation. Buzzer won't go. We're at time. Where Cabot leads Mountain home. 34-9. Second time out. We'll come back and look at some first half scoring. You're listening. Mountain home. Bomber basketball and classic hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventive maintenance, or a new unit. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Is it time to make a change? Integrity First Bank has been headquartered in Mountain Home, serving the Twin Lakes area since 1963. Although we've grown through the years, we're only as big as you need us to be. With 5 local offices, we are a full-service bank offering everything from convenient online and mobile banking, home lending and financing, to trust and wealth management services. You can bank on Integrity First to provide hometown, quality banking service with local decisions that our friends and neighbors have trusted for more than half a century. We invite you to come experience it for yourself at Integrity First Bank.